USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The highest inflation rates in over 40 years continue to surge during the Biden administration as the Labor Department released the Producer Price Index, rising at 9.7%. The year-over-year increase was down from the record 9.8% recorded in both November and December, but was well above the 7.5% that economists had been expecting. The Labor Department report showed that wholesale goods prices rose over 1.3% last month from December, and services climbed almost 1%. Relatives of the nine victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting have reached a historic settlement with Remington, the maker of the rifle used in the massacre. The settlement comes after a protracted legal battle over how the gun maker marketed its firearm. The dollar amount of the settlement is not known. The Bushmaster AR-15 style rifle was used in the December 2012 killings of 20 first graders and 6 educators in Newtown, Connecticut. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Russia is now claiming they're pulling back troops from the Ukraine. And with that story, here's USA's Lance Pry.
Russia reported some of its troops were returning to base after exercises near Ukraine. NATO said it had not seen any evidence of de-escalation. Russia did not say how many units were being withdrawn or how far from the border they were being placed. Russia did build up roughly 130,000 troops from the West Coast, USA. Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A tentative settlement has been reached in a lawsuit accusing Prince Andrew of sexually abusing Virginia Giuffre when she was 17 years of age, according to court filings. Attorney David Boyles, who represents Giuffre, said in a filing in Manhattan federal court that lawyers on both sides were informing the judge that a settlement in principle has been reached and they'll request a dismissal of a lawsuit this month. Giuffre sued Andrew in August. The American accused the British royal of sexually abusing her while she traveled with Jeffrey Epstein. Andrew has strenuously denied Giuffre's allegations and attempted to get the lawsuit tossed. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets for MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Biden administration, through Press Secretary Jen Psaki, is continuing to deny distributing crack pipes to drug users. But speaking on Newsmax, Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee disagrees.
It's amazing to us that they continue to ignore this issue and they continue to say they are fighting drugs when indeed they're enabling drugs.
The White House is denying the report that the safe smoking kits being distributed through a $30 million grant program will make it easier to smoke any illicit substance, including crack cocaine and crystal methamphetamines. Blackburn, meanwhile, said there's enough fentanyl and other drugs coming into the United States from Mexico to kill every American, but the administration is not doing anything to fight this.
Well, there's enough fentanyl that has come in the country in 21 that would kill every American citizen, and they're doing nothing to fight this. They don't close the southern border. They are going after no cash bail. They're allowing the cartels to operate on U.S. soil. And they will not tell us what they are doing with this money for safe smoking kits.
Over the last 12 months since the Biden administration took office, there have been over 150,000 drug-related deaths in the United States. Happy to be back on the team and reporting from the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News. I'm John Hunt.